Steve Price in Australia, good morning.
G'day there.
Tell me you haven't found another politician who's got dodgy citizenship.
Well, maybe. And this is the problem. There is a real issue now with people not willing to put their hand up. A couple of developments on this. Barnaby's one of yours for sure, because the Solicitor General's advice that will go to the High Court when they sit for a mention of this on Thursday is that Barnaby Joyce, when he first stood for Parliament, was a dual citizen, was a New Zealander. Matt Canavan's an Italian, who was a front-bench senator as well. We know that because also the Solicitor General has said in his brief to the High Court that he concedes he was a foreign citizen. As to the other five, well, the High Court's going to have to decide on that. The other developments have been News Limited Newspapers, Micah, reporting this morning that they have approached every MP to get them to prove with documentation that they are not dual citizens. They've gone particularly to those whose parents were born overseas. 20 of them have refused to give them that documentation. The most high profile of all of these is Bill Shorten, whose dad was a POM.
Jeez.
And Bill Shorten has also refused to give documentation and says he's not going to do it. So it just gets worse. It's a debacle.
And that's before I'm watching the television last night, and you've got this weird thing going on where a couple of councils have been stripped of being able to have Australia Day ceremonies because there's a debate over Australia Day.
Yeah, this is the Yarra Council in Melbourne and the Darabin Council in Melbourne. You won't be surprised. They're both run by Greens and councillors, heavily inner suburban, latte-sitting, bike-riding councillors who say no. Australia Day, to our view, on the 26th of January, is regarded by Indigenous Australians as Invasion Day, so we will not allow citizenship ceremonies to take place in our council areas. Well, the federal government said, well, we strip you of all citizenship rights. You can't make anyone an Australian citizen under your council regulations at any time of the year, anywhere, so up yours. My problem with this is that you're going to get this spread like wildfire now, and we're going to have a divisive, stupid debate about that date where it should have been put to bed years ago.
Jeez, you're a funny old country at the moment, aren't you? We'll see you next week, mate. Appreciate it as always. Steve Price across the Tasman.